This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 27th of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for those venturing outdoors. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly with clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm breeze along the coast, while Haifa sees mild temperatures and sunshine. Eilat is experiencing typical desert heat, but evenings are expected to be more comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, an IDF soldier was killed in a drone attack in southern Lebanon, with Israel and Hezbollah trading blame. This news comes in the past 3 hours. Also, the Jewish News Syndicate reports that Sergeant Idan Fuchs, 19, died in the attack, marking the third soldier killed during a fragile ceasefire earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu accused Hezbollah of disintegrating the ceasefire as strikes continue across the Lebanese border. Separately, I-24 News confirms the death of Sergeant Idan Fuchs, with 4 other soldiers seriously wounded in the same incident reported 6 hours ago. And finally, the mayors in northern Israel criticized the ceasefire as fake amid ongoing border tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Israel Hayom noted just minutes ago that senior IDF officials claim Prime Minister Netanyahu is shifting blame for Lebanon failures onto the military. Alex Gandler commented that online influencers are becoming influence agents in coordinated information warfare, posting this insight 11 minutes ago. Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli commentator, expressed his view minutes ago that various militant groups are similar in ideology, advocating for Israeli control. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, a drone attack in southern Lebanon killed an IDF soldier and injured 6 others. Prime Minister Netanyahu claims Hezbollah is dismantling the ceasefire. This highlights a fragile situation on the northern border. For civilians, this means increased tension and potential threats to security. Turning to the Jewish News Syndicate, they report Sergeant Idan Fuchs is the third soldier killed during the ceasefire period. This highlights the ongoing risks despite efforts to stabilize the region. The soldier's death underscores the volatile nature of the current ceasefire agreement. Meanwhile, Ynet reports Prime Minister Netanyahu's strong words against Hezbollah. He claims their actions are undermining peace efforts. This rhetoric comes as northern community leaders voice skepticism about the ceasefire's effectiveness. The continuous strikes indicate a challenging diplomatic path ahead. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Vast Data has matched a funding milestone by raising $1 billion, underscoring investor confidence in AI systems. Separately, Globes details a property sale in Ramat Gan, where a house sold for $8.4 million, reflecting ongoing strength in Israel's real estate market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Azrieli shopping centers have adopted a new branding language aiming to blend leisure and shopping experiences. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.